Well, Claudia Tawiti, like all of us, has been listening in or watching in on the event at Tūranga Wawe. She's kindly with us for a kōrero as usual on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for your time, Claudia. Tēnā koe tuhine.
Me tukumihi ki a koutou katoa. Tēnā koe, Dale.
Thank you for joining us today, Claudette. Look, we'll be playing that piece that you kindly put together for us about Tiko Marua or the King's Council. And they are considering who the next Ariki Nui will be. Not much point in us speculating on names, but a lot of interest in the process here, Claudette. Any chance of shedding some light on how that will roll forward?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of interest in this. We can speculate. There are three heir apparents, and they are the children of Tini Tūheitia, all three of them, and that will be in the item coming up. So today, as you know, we are all waiting in anticipation. It's the day that that successor, the heir apparent, will be announced. Now, it's following a wānanga of rangatira, and you had mentioned them, Te Kaumārua. They're from around the Motu. They're charged with choosing that next Ariki o Te Kingitanga. And Te Kaumārua, they're represented by iwi, Māori Council, Māori Women's Welfare League, the Kōhanga Reo, the chair of that Te Kaumārua is Jay Wilson. Now, they met in secret, did the Te Kaumārua, just like that Catholic hierarchy do when they choose the Pope. Here's Jay Wilson.
It's only natural, and people want to compare it to a conclave and white or black smoke. And being a Catholic, I understand all of those images. But when the Pokeke on Tuesday finishes for the motu, it's given chance for the motu to arrive. The rangatira of the motu will meet under the call of Tātumu. It'll be my job to facilitate that for him. And we will start our discussions on Tuesday. And wherever we get to, if that carries on till Wednesday, we will get there so that by Wednesday night, the new Ariki Nui, the new Kingi or Queenie, will be informed, and then we will get ready for the processes for the next day. It's the rangatira of the motu that will come to meet, and people will say that, oh, but I'm a rangatira, and the response is simple. There's a key group that we know from around the country, and if we don't know them, their own that are there will know them, and they will say yes or no whether they come in. And the last time, I was present at the last conclave, for want of a better word, and there were women that were included in that because the times had changed. The past, that hadn't happened, and the elder that took me in, he was in the hui in the conclave during Koroki's tangi, and he took me in deliberately to say, your job is to know and watch so that in the future there is some consistency. And this isn't a meeting, it's a wānanga for us to work out what are the key components that will help us Te Iwi Māori going into the future.
Yeah, so that's a really good description, isn't it? So who is in line? Well, as I said earlier, all three children of Tūheitia and Te Atawhai Mākau, and they are 27-year-old Te Ariki Tau Paira Nāwai Hono I Te Pō, 29-year-old Te Ariki Tūriki Korotangi, and 33-year-old Te Ariki Tāmāroa Patu Moana. Now, I've got, as we have talked about, an item coming up later on in the program where I introduce the three heir apparents. And also coming on to Tūranga Waiwai today are the political parties led by Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters. It'll be National New Zealand First, and ACT will also make an appearance. They should be, but Labour, they're currently on. I'm watching them. They're on now. They came on by themselves. So political parties will be coming on today. Now, the standout feature of the three apparents is their age. All rangatahi, late 20s, early 30s, Kōhanga Reo generation, that's very exciting. So what do rangatahi think of the kingitanga and perhaps the relevancy of the kingitanga to them? Well, here's one of our fabulous journalists, kaupapa working at the hui as part of the Multi Māori Media Ropu. Here's Kiriama Wright with his whakaaro rangatahi on the kingitanga. Here he is here.
I've seen a real sense of unity amongst Te Ui Māori over the last couple of years, and considering the political turmoil or the political climate of our time, it's been awesome to see the ability of Kingi Tuheitia to bring our people together, because that's been one of the most difficult things to achieve in Te Ui Māori over the last couple of hundred years. So that's what I will remember, is the ability of Kingi Tuheitia to bring Te Ui Māori together, common whakaaro, I rungi tēnei mea I te kotahitanga.
Interestingly, though, Te Ariki Nui Dame Te Arairangi Kahu, she was 35 when she ascended the throne, so she's about the same age as her mokopuna now. And just something a little different, former Health Minister Andrew Little, who's currently sitting on Pai Pai with his former Labour colleagues, he's lamenting the demise of Te Aka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority, which would have been 2 years old this year. He says Te Aka Whai Ora was rangatiratanga. Here's Andrew Little.
It's a step towards tēnā rangatiratanga, and actually that's a principle that we have to take seriously. It doesn't compromise good governance, it doesn't compromise coherence. What it does do is acknowledge that in an area where a public system or a public service is underperforming for Māori, there is leadership within Te Ao Māori that can make a difference, but they've got to be given their head and be given that opportunity, and Te Aka Whai Ora was the opportunity to do that.
No paremata pātai this week because of the celebration of Kingi Tuheitia and his life and legacy. But coming up on the program, as we've mentioned earlier, Dale, is an item that I put together on the process of choosing the next successor, the next Ariki or Te Kingitanga. And we also, I also found some kōrero, koho, of the three heir apparents, and that will be on the program, on the item, coming up later this afternoon. Or this morning.
Hello, Mike. Tēnā koe. Thanks very much, Claudette Ngamahi. We'll be joined by Claudette later on in the program too, when we play that interesting piece about how this is all decided about who will lead the kaupapa forward. Well, fair to say, it has impacted so many people, thousands still going, and many, many parents are taking their tamariki minga mokopuna to experience the strength of our people in unity as iwi from around the motu come to pay their respects. And, of course, I can't help but think of 18 years ago when we laid Te Ariki Dame Te Ātairangi Kahu to rest, the pageantry, the beauty of the coordinated respect afforded the kingitanga kaupapa, and it's a very special day that we're witnessing, of course. Today, the sixth day of the tangihanga of Tuheitia, and Wātea and many other broadcasters are combining. Now, you know that